hallelujah. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you for another day. This morning, thanks to God. If you would, turn your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1 through 4, and also Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19 to 21 this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1 to 4, it said, "When thou goest out to battle against thy enemy, and see horses and chariots, and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when you come nigh unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, you approach this day unto battle against your enemy. Let not your heart faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be terrified because of them. For the Lord your God, it is he that goes with you to fight for you against your enemy, to save you." Amen. And also Isaiah 59, verse 19 through 21, it said, "So they feared the name of the Lord from the rest, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy should come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standing against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from the transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my word which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, not out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever." This morning, saints of God, just taking this verse out of Deuteronomy and Isaiah to put a topic to it would be, God got your back. God has your back, saints of God. When you feel as if the devil had knocked you down for the last time, Isaiah reminded us that God got our back. God got our back, saints of God. No matter what you're going through, God got your back. This morning, I got a message for you who have ever found yourself amidst a trouble. I got a message for you who have found your amiss when the storm of life keep on raging in your life. I got a message for you who have found yourself amidst a trouble, amidst the circumstances. I got a message this morning, saints of God, for you who found yourself all alone with no hope. I believe, saints of God, that's include everyone in here. In some of these circumstances, you'll find yourself somewhere feeling that the devil had knocked you down. And every time you take one step, he'll knock you back too. But saints of God, I'm here to tell you, to encourage you, saints of God, that God got your back. But I also need to let you know, saints of God, don't fool yourself and think that just because you are saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Ghost, that exempts you from the mess and time of trouble in this world. Just because you move and operate in God's will doesn't mean that the enemy would never send trouble your way. Don't be fooled, saints of God. Trouble coming your way. And the more you do the will of God, the more Satan gonna try to tear you down. But I'm here today, saints of God, to remind you, to encourage you, please keep on moving forward. Keep on believing that God has your back. You see, saints of God, you see, for even Job declared that a man is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But isn't it good to know that when trouble comes, isn't it good to know that when hectic come your way, when situation come your way, when everything seems to be impossible, isn't it good to know that God has your back? Isn't it good to know when the storm of life keep on raging in your life, God has your back? Isn't it good, saints of God, to know no matter what, just keep on keeping on? See, we see that it's good to know that when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Yeah. Tell somebody, God got your back. God. Look and tell somebody else, God got your back. Because it's true, saints of God, God has your back. No matter what it look like, God has your back this morning, saints of God. Just believe it and receive it. See, I will remind the saints of God, remind you of the children of Israel, had come to that seemed like the end of their journey on the bank of Jordan. Moses told them to go ahead. They began to wonder what would happen to them next. And the Lord said to them, be strong and of good courage, and do not fear. Do not be afraid, for the Lord thy God, he is the one who goes with you. He will never fail you nor forsake you. Amen. You see, saints of God, that's a word of God. He will not fail you. And he will not forsake you. No matter what your problem is, saints of God, God has your back. So in other words, Deuteronomy 31:6 is saying, I got your back, saints of God. I got it. Don't fear. I got your back. Whatever you're going through, I got your back. See, that's why he said in James 1:2-3, it says, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing that the trials of your faith produce patience. In verse 12, it said, blessed is the man that endure temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. In other words, saints of God, the Lord is saying, I got your back. How many believe that God got your back this morning, saints of God? How many believe that God got, well, no matter what circumstances that you're going through, God got your back? Amen. Yes, no, God has your back. You see, then the Lord tells us in 1 Peter 4:12-14, he said, do not think it's not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice because ye are partaker of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye shall be glad also with exceedingly joy. If you suffer for the name of Christ, blessed are you. In other words, thanks to God, the Lord is saying, I got your back. When life presents itself with even more challenging, we got to realize, thanks to God, that we serve a God who is stationary in his goodness. He is a God that do not move. He is an unmovable God to your circumstances. When the circumstances come, God is not going to run. He's going to stand there and block. Like Pastor said this just a few minutes ago, he will block them curses. He will block whatever, saints of God, if you standing on his word, I guarantee you, God got your back. He got your back. Rejoice. Some might be saying, how can I rejoice when I'm going through? How can I rejoice when I just got bad news? How can I rejoice? Why? Because you're suffering with Christ. And through him, you got the victory, saints of God. God got your back. See, we got to realize that we are serving that our God that's mighty, stronger than any and everything that you will face. See, he is an unmovable God. See, I heard him tell Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20:17, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself down. Come on. Sit down. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. In other words, God was telling him, I got your back. I got this, thanks to God. When things seemed impossible for you, God got it. Be encouraged, saints of God, this morning. God got your back. There's nothing too hard and too possible for him not to do. So many times we look over for other folks to have our back. But during my so-called journey as a Christian, I have discovered that some things about folks. I discovered some is disheartened and discouraging news about some people that we call and we stand saying that so-called friend. I discovered that these people sometimes, they will fade away when the fire get too hot. I've learned, discovered that family and friend will forsake you when time get too hard. But I heard the Lord say, I will never leave you nor forsake you, thanks God. Amen. He would never leave you. Why? Because he got your back. Ain't that good news? And so it is in our text that we find three clues in Isaiah that assure us the security of knowing that God have our back. Number one, we see the sanctioned spirit to lift up a standard. In verse 19, it says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord who from the west and from in his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. You see, saints of God, if you know anything about floods, when they come, no matter how many sandbags you will put up or how many big dams that you have walls to try to block them, water is going to get around it, get through it, or get over it. And when the water does it make its way past the sand band, the walls or over the dam, they're going to be damaged. They're just like the flood, thanks to God. They're just like our enemies, thanks to God. When he break through, the Spirit comes in and set up a standard. It going to block it. That sand bad might not block, but the Spirit, it will block that standard. He'll set up a standard. See, in other words, it have a way engulfing any that water, that flood, it have a way engulfing in it and everything in its path. It have a way of overtaking or overwhelming anything that it reaches. In such in the case, in search of the case with our enemies in our life today, for I've come to start it and start to realize that no matter how many sandbags that you put up, thanks God, no matter how big of the dam you have, the enemy is just like the flood. Have a way of going over, going through, or going around whatever that you trying to put up yourself. He will have a way of infiltrating and penetrating right through the very fiber of your life and wreaking havoc. But our text said that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. It is the Spirit of the Lord, saints of God, that lifts up a standard against our enemy. But you got to believe and you got to receive. You see, saints of God, let me suggest to you this morning that we cannot get wrapped up in what the enemy is doing to us. We can't get our mind set on what the enemy can do. Because we get our mindset set on that, we lost the battle already. We are people, saints of God, that have the victory. And through the Spirit, he come in and set up that standard for us. We see it in Romans 8 and 26, like the Spirit also help us in our weakness, in our time of weakening. Romans 8 and 26, it says, you know, it's there to come in and help us in our weakness. So as the Spirit lift up this standing, it is actually lifting up the very excellence and authority of God. Thanks to God. And because we are partakers of his Spirit, we have a right to walk in his excellency and in his authority. And because we have that right, saints of God, it doesn't matter what the enemy tried to do to you. You can rest assured that God got your back. Why? Because he put up the standard. And he put up the very excellent and authority of God. We have that authority, saints of God, through the Spirit. Let the Spirit do his work. He's not just set there to just sit there. The Spirit has a work to do. Just like Jesus had a work to do. And God have a work to do. And we have a work to do. You see, saints of God, we got that authority. Likewise, he have given the Spirit the authority to operate on our behalf. The Holy Spirit is our advocate, is our attorney. He is our defense. So every time the enemy tries to come against you, know that the Spirit is intervening. He won't be able to touch you, because when the enemy chooses to come at you with his fiery darts of doubt, his fiery darts of disbelief, his fiery darts of disappointment, the advocate raised up in our defense. He raised up a standard, saints of God. So every time the enemy come, come your way to overthrow you, the Lord, by the way of the Spirit, jumped up and said, I got your back. I got your back, saints of God. Every time the enemy tries to remind of the past failure, God will say, I got your back. Every time the enemy tries to remind you of your past hurt or your past failure, saints of God, the Lord said, I got your back. I got this. The Lord has your back. See, every time the enemy tries to remind you of your past heartaches and your past failure, the Lord said, I got your back, because he has sanctioned the spirit to lift up a standard. Another reason, saints of God, that the God got your back is because, number two, enforce us with the Redeemer himself. You see, saints of God, in verse 20, it says, thy sons shall no more go down, neither shall wrong one. I'm in 60, but 59, verse 20. It said, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion. And now to them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. You see, not only have God sanctioned the Spirit to lift up a standard for on our behalf, but likewise, he have added to our strength by reinforcing us with the Redeemer. We got someone that cannot fail. He cannot fail. Our Redeemer, wow. You just think about what the Redeemer can do, has done. Powerful. God has strengthened our position by sending his only begotten son, Jesus, as our Redeemer. The truth of the matter is, saints of God, that he have come not only to redeem us back up from sin, but also from the hands of the enemy. He didn't come just for sin, but he came to protect us from our enemy. Therefore, the fact is evident that God got our back, because he have allowed Jesus, the Redeemer, to pay the price at Calvary in order that we might be redeemed. It is good to know that we got a loving Redeemer, saints of God, one who is willing to stand in our place. For it is because of Christ's redemption work that we have a right to eternal life. Amen. God got your back. I don't know about you, saints of God, but I'm glad that he took my place. I'm glad that he hung, bled, and died for a once filthy old wretches like me. Not only has he died for my sin and paid the ransom for me, but my Bible lets us know that one day he is coming back to redeem me. See, I'm making it personal, saints of God. You got to make it personal. You got to make God, your Redeemer, personal for you. What he have done for you, what he is doing for you, what he's going to do for you, you got to make it personal. See, he's going to redeem me back one day. And I will be with him with that everlasting life. Amen. See, our text said, notice, who is he coming back for? Saints of God, who is he coming back for? Who is he going to redeem back? He redeeming, saints of God, those. He is coming back for those that have turned from their transgressions. Those who have turned to holiness. Those who have turned from their sin. See, he is coming back for his people, saints of God. Matter of fact, you can find that in 2 Chronicles 7:14. But he is coming back for his people. Who are his people, you may ask? Well, I'm glad you asked, saints of God. Because 1 Peter 4:2 said, His people is a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. A peculiar people. You ain't got to be all holy, but you look back and let them know, no, that ain't right. Speak the truth. Speak the word. You ain't got to fight for your defense because you got someone already doing that for you. A peculiar people. People who are to proclaim the praises of the one who has called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Those are the people. See, I am that people. You are that people. You got to name it and proclaim it, saints of God. Speak it, who you are. You see, saints of God, don't expect God to have your back and you're not doing his will. Don't expect God to bail you out and you're doing your own thing. You're out there doing your own thing. Yes, he is not going to leave you and forsake you, because that's his word. He said, I'll never leave you and forsake you. But if you turn your back on him and you're out there doing your own thing, he's going to let you.
Amen. That's right.
He's going to let you. He's going to turn you over to whatever your desires. So you see, saints of God, for I found out that if you are standing on God's word and standing in God's will, you don't have to think and be afraid and worry about your enemy. If you are in his word and his will, every time Satan tried to come your way, you'll find out that God got your back. And the good thing about this is that he won't call up the Air Force. He won't activate the National Guard. For he just simply allow our Redeemer, his son Jesus Christ, to step right in on time. And as you stand on his word and in his will, he will reinforce you. Each and every time, saints of God. Why? Because he got your back. You see, when the enemy put anger in your spirit, the Redeemer will reinforce you with some kind, or he will reinforce you with kindness. You know, when the enemy put discord in your spirit, the Redeemer will reinforce you with peace. When the enemy put hatred in your spirit, the Redeemer will reinforce you with some love. For Jesus, the reinforcement of righteousness, reinforced us with his power. You see, saints of God, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. You see, saints of God, he sanctioned the spirit to lift up a standard. He reinforced you with his Redeemer. But most of all, saints of God, I'm not going to be with you for long. This time, let the spirit move. Number three, my final point. My final point. I know Pastor said, don't say it. Like I said, it's spirit. I'm not intentionally to be before you long. But number three, he covered us with his covenant. You see, in verse 21, he said, as for me, this is my covenant with them, said the Lord. My spirit is upon thee, and my word which I have put in thy mouth should not depart out of thy mouth, not out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. You see, saints of God, our final point of the text assure us that the fact that indeed God got our back because he has covered us, saints of God, he has shielded us. Like he is our shield, we sung this morning. He our strength, our shield, and secure us, saints of God, in his covenant. You see, saints of God, as I continued to look further into what the Lord was saying, I discovered that this verse was the overtone and the introduction of the forerunner of what was to come. It was the initial indication and assurance of the fact that indeed God got our back. You see, in verse 21, is the reaffirming of the covenant that was given to the forefathers before the coming of the Redeemer. But now that the Redeemer have come, saints of God, hallelujah. Yes. Now that Jesus have come, yes. Now that he has already came into a sick, sin world and redeemed us, Hebrew 8 and 10 is the confirmation that let us know that now we are covered under a new covenant. Amen. We are covered under a new covenant, a better covenant, so to speak. For he said, for this is the covenant that I have made with the house of Israel after those days. I will put my law in your mouth and write them on your heart, and I will be your God. And you shall be my people. Amen. We're making a person of saints of God. We should be his people. You see, saints of God, as I get this straight, if he is my God and I am his child, then I know that he got my back. Amen. I'm making a person of saints of God. I know that he got my back. Why? Because he's an on-time God, and he's told that stand still. Come on. Yes. He will fight. Yes. Stand still. Yes, God. And don't fear, because the Spirit will help us stand. Stand still, because the Redeemer is already redeemed. Stand still because of my love and my covenant. You see, saints of God, I know that he got me covered. See, like I said, you got to make a person this morning. Saints of God, take this message, person. God got my back. You see, Psalm 91 and 1 and 4 is tell us, he who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Yes. Didn't we sing about that this morning? Yes. He is my God, and in him will I trust. Yes. Surely he shall deliver me from the snares of the fowl and from the dangerous pestilence. He shall cover me with his feather, and under his wing I shall take refuge. His truth shall be my shield and buckle. Tell somebody, God got your back. Tell somebody else, God got your back. How do you know, saints of God? Because he covered you in his covenant. What do you mean? You might say, Pastor Reed, God got you wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. And when you tied up, wrapped up, and tangled up in Jesus, ain't no devil in hell can touch you. All you have to do is just use his word. God got your back, saints of God. See, I don't know about you, but I'm so glad I'm covered. I'm so glad that God got me covered. He got me covered, not only with his word, but with the blood of Jesus. See, he got me covered in his goodness. Psalms 23:4-6 said, yet though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days. Not some, saints of God, but all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Tell somebody. Once again, saints of God, God got your back. God got your back, saints of God. See, I'm also glad that God covered me not only with his goodness, but God covered me with his strength. Psalms 46:1-3, it says, God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not I fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountain be carried into the midst of the sea, though the water thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountain shake with the swelling thereof. Saints of God, God got my back. Not only that he covered me in his goodness, he covered me in his strength. He also got me covered under blood. Paul said in Romans 5, chapter 5, verse 8 through 11, he said, but God demonstrated his own love toward us, and that's why we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than now have been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we was enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, saints of God, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Saints of God, tell somebody, God got your back. God got my back, saints of God, because I am covered in his goodness. I am covered in his strength. I am covered in his blood. See, I don't care what I'm going through, long as I know I'm in his will, in his way, in his word, I know that God has my back. So if a family member turn their back on you, when a friend forsake you, just know that, thanks to God, just know that God have your back. And in closing, though the storm keep on raging in your life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day, still the hope that lies within is assurance as I keep my eyes upon the distant shore. I know he lead me to a blessed place he have prepared for me. But if the storm don't cease, and if the wind, saints of God, keep on blowing in my life, my soul is anchored in the Lord. Amen. Why, saints of God? Because God got my back. and just end up in tag team with Evangelist Tammy with a song. Yes.
My soul has been anchored. my soul has been anchored. My life, the billows may roll, the breakers may dash. I shall not sway because he holds me fast. So dark the day, there's clouds in the sky. I know it's all right, cause Jesus is mine and my soul. My soul has been anchored. The billows may roll, the breakers may dash. I shall not sway because he holds me fast. So dark the day with clouds in the sky. I know it's all right because Jesus is mine and my soul. My soul has been anchored in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. He has your back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now to the people here at this church.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10:8-10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.